couple of resources of the week with a new version of the travel ban making its way out of the White House, we're told, by next week. I'm seeing a number of articles pop up grappling with the notion of advising you what you need to, under the law, give over to Customs and Border Protection officers should they ask you coming into the country. And again, these are something you should read in more detail. The short answer is that they have far more latitude to search you in that kind of situation than they would if you were firmly on U.S. soil, having been admitted to the country. And the other short answer is there are some legal gray areas here that scholars point out and are, you know, it's hard to say, you know, for sure the extent of the Border Patrol's authority, but things that you might be asked to do, like turn over, you know, unlock your device and let someone look at what you've already logged into, is something you might have to grapple with, and possibly actually log into something that they wouldn't have access to simply by unlocking your device is something you might have to grapple with. And really, what these articles and the people quoted in them come down to is, yes, you might have some legal basis for an objection to the search, but it depends how much you really want to inconvenience yourself by taking that legal stand. And that's something that every traveler who's in this situation would have to decide. But our couple of resources here, one comes from Ars Technica. Cyrus Farivar there wrote up a piece called What Could Happen If You Refuse to Unlock Your Phone at the U.S. Border. And then similarly in the New York Times, Daniel Victor has an article called What Are Your Rights If Border Agents Want to Search Your Phone? So if you're curious on those points and want to help yourself or someone else sort of do that math as to when you should put your foot down or not and what you're willing to tolerate in the way of delay and detention or not, those pieces will help you get there.